I'm Jack Sunday. The Twins Winter Caravan is back. If you want details, it's at KFGO.com. And on that, what's that called? The quick link on the right-hand side. You can see who all's coming, details. $8 available here at KFGO or at the door that night, or you can buy them online and get them at the door when you get in there. But among those that are going to be there, and we'll tell you the whole showboat here in a minute, but former Minnesota Twins Terry Steinbach, 1989 World Series winner, three times All-Star, and he is with us right here, right now on KFGO. Terry, welcome to the Mighty 790.
Hey, good morning, Jack. How you doing?
Pretty good. So this polar vortex doesn't bother you at all, does it?
You know, being born and raised from Minnesota, you know it's going to be cold, but man, this past 3-4 days, I think even the native Minnesotans, you know, had to look out the window and wonder sometimes.
Where do you live?
We actually live in the western suburb of Minneapolis. There's a town called Corcoran. Mm-hmm. We're like 25 minutes from Target Field.
Right. When you're old enough to retire and such, do you think you'd like to move to Florida or something like that?
I don't know. I'm a native here. I love the fall. I'm an outdoorsman. I like the pheasant hunt, the duck hunt, the deer hunts. All that stuff is what, you know, I have a passion for. If anything, I could see us maybe vacationing for, you know, a couple weeks or something.
Are you a nice fisherman, Terry Steinbach?
I'll get out a little bit. Yep. My passion is still for the hunting, but I ice fish as well. So it's you know, for me, it's the falls that I really, really look forward to.
Have you ever been on any of those outdoor hunting fishing shows like Kent Herbeck's show or anything like that?
I have not. Well, Herbeck and I were going to hook up a couple times when he was doing a show, and then things just didn't work out. You know, scheduling for those shows can sometimes get tough.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's good to have you back in the saddle with the Minnesota Twins, and we're looking forward to the season. I know that this is going to be another year where there's going to be new names, but refresh us on some of those names that we'll be acquainted with.
Well, I think, you know, the pitching is where they made some changes. Nolasco and Hughes are two key signs that we had a couple months ago. Pelfrey, you know, they re-signed. Kevin Correa, you know, was still under contract from last year. So we have, you know, four pretty solid starters. And then, you know, we have 3, 4, 5 guys will battle for that fifth spot. You know, with Albers from Canada and Scott Diamond and a couple other guys I'm drawing a blank on. They'll come to me. Gibson, Myers, you know, our guys that'll battle for that spot. Our bullpen last year was pretty solid. You know, I think overused. You know, there was no question that our bullpen was in the game too early, and that's why we've tried to make some acquisitions with our starting pitching to save on our bullpen a little bit. And then, you know, position-wise, I think the big change is we're going to see Joe Mauer go from catcher to first base. So they went out and signed Kurt Suzuki, you know, is a veteran catcher to hopefully work in conjunction with Eric Fryer, one of our younger catchers, and Pinto was a young catcher who you got to see the last 3 weeks of the season last year and hit very, very well for him.
This is Terry Steinbach. He's the catching coach and bench coach for the Minnesota Twins, and he's coming to our town for the Twins Winter Caravan, which is Monday, January 20th, venue at the Hub. Doors open at 5. The show, so to speak, begins at 6:30, and our tickets are on sale for $8 here at the KFGO studios. Yeah, the catchers are going to have to be, you know, since we went into the free agency market for pitchers, you got to have catchers that are going to be able to talk knowledgeably to the pitchers about what's up out there with the batters and such.
Absolutely, and there's a lot of technology out there, and what I mean by that is we have a lot of data, we have a lot of information off the computer, you know, about what opposition hitters like to do. And really what it is a conjunction of what Rick Anderson, our pitching coach, he tries to match up what our pitcher's strengths and weaknesses are to what the hitter's strengths and weaknesses are. And that's where the catcher's job comes in.
Mm-hmm.
They have to study that. They have to know that. They have to be able to adapt to what our pitcher's doing out there so that they can hopefully, you know, get that pitcher, that starting pitcher, into that sixth, seventh, eighth inning on a regular basis.
Yeah, reading up on you, I know that you homered in your first major league at bat, of course, and I suppose you probably try to give some tips to the rookies on how they might do that.
Yeah, I mean, we have Tom Bernanke as our hitting coach, and so we might joke on about that, you know, like I might go to Bruno, hey, if you want to work on the long ball, your first at bat, then send him my way. But otherwise, you know, you're in charge. But he does a tremendous job. I mean, he works his butt off in the batting cage, and he gives the hitters as much opportunity to get better as they could possibly need.
Terry, you've probably been asked this 1,000 times, but I haven't asked you. You caught 2 no-hitters in your career. So what do you say to a pitcher like Dave Stewart or Eric Milton when you guys both know what's going on? So what do you do? What do you say to them?
It's that big jinx. You know, you really don't say anything. You try to just keep it as status quo. And what I mean by that, how would I act if he had given up 7 hits and it's the 7th, 8th, inning? I want to act the same way if there's no hits in the 7th, 8th, 9th inning. Dave Stewart was, when he threw his no-hitter, I was a younger catcher, so I was following more of his lead. You know, I called a lot of that game. He threw the game. You know, he had a major say in that, and it was a great learning point for me, you know, being a young catcher. Eric Milton was by far more stressful and tenuous than catching Dave Stewart, because in that situation, I was the veteran catcher. Eric Milton was the young pitcher, and he wasn't going to shake no matter what. So I felt this overabundance of responsibility and pressure, you know, thinking that, man, I don't want to screw it up for this kid, because you don't get these opportunities that often, you know. And especially when he's got a no-hitter in the 6th, and then it's the 7th, he's still got the no-hitter, and then it's the 8th inning, and it's still a no-hitter. And now you go out the 9th inning, it's like, man, I don't want to screw this up. You know, so to be part of watching, you know, Eric Milton throw that was, I couldn't have been happier for him, you know, because a young guy and having that opportunity to do that in your career is just tremendous.
So as a young catcher throwing for formidable Dave Stewart, boy, what a tough cookie he strikes me as having been. Did he shake off quite a few of the pitches that you'd called?
We have a really good relationship, and I was just with Dave Stewart a couple weeks ago at a wedding, and we were laughing because he would shake, but there was we had a system of wipes. You know, he would wipe with his glove, and there was many times that I would call like a fastball. He would wipe 4 times, which goes right back to the fastball, you know. And so, like after games, I'm like, "Hey, what are you doing, man? I call fastball, and you know, you went and wiped 4 times, which brought it right back to the fastball." And he goes, "Well, I just don't want people to think that you know what the hell you're doing, so that's why I wipe like that."
Terry Steinbach is going to be a part of the Twins Winter Caravan, which is Monday, January 20th, the venue at the Hub. I am Jack Sunday, and we have Terry Steinbach, 14 years in the majors, all but 3 with the A's. He played with the Twins the final 3 years, 3-time All-Star, caught 2 no-hitters in his career. He's a new Ulm boy, and is with us here. So, Terry, thank you very much for coming to town here on the 20th. It's always good to have you guys roll in. I want to ask you about that in a moment, about the Twins Winter Caravan. But Jack Morris, he's run out of chances to get into the Hall of Fame for at least a few years.
I feel sorry for Jack. You know, I have a different view of how I think the Hall of Fame should work. In my own opinion, I think the Hall of Fame should be people who had a major impact on the game of baseball in the era that they played. I think sometimes the Hall gets too caught up in statistics, like, for example, pitchers, you have to be 300 winner to get in, or hitters, you have to have 500 home runs to get in, or you have to have 3,000 hits. And I think about what Jack Morris's reputation was in the era that he played, and being a player who played in that era, I know that hitters didn't want to face him. I know that teams would look at the rosters and see, or not the rosters, but look at the schedule and see, do we get Jack Morris when we play Detroit, or do we miss him? You know, we'd rather face their other pitchers then. And so with that being said, I really would like to see that. And, you know, and maybe there's an outside chance, you know, coming, you know, a couple of years from now that he gets voted in that way. But, you know, I think he should be in.
Well, you know, being a Fargo boy, as so many of us are, we have that hang up with Roger Maris. So it is a decades long battle.
Yeah. And, you know, I guess that's what maybe the Hall likes that because, you know, we have these conversations, you know, we have it with, you know, Roger Maris, we have it with Jack Morris, you have conversations that keep getting talked about. So maybe the Hall thinks that they're doing a good job to keep the interest, you know, in involved in that. But I know it's not an easy thing that they have to do, but, you know, knowing Jack personally and having faced him and all that, I thought he should be a guy that would have got in.
Yeah, there's another guy. I just can't imagine just being a ball player standing in the batter's box facing the likes of Jack Morris. It makes me quiver just sitting here. So, Terry Steinbach, the Minnesota Twins invented the winter caravan, so to speak. It's a format that's been adopted by other ball clubs, but the Twins did it in the dead of winter and brought hot stove to the heartland, and you've been a part of it for many years. And which do you prefer, the days when you rode in a station wagon with Dick Bramer driving or the luxury buses you catarand in now?
Well, we had John Gordon. So I remember my first year, we were with John Gordon driving around and going all over the you know, five-state area. But I don't know. I think the luxury buses, I think I like a little bit better because we are all in one bus. You know what I mean? We get our whole group is together. If we're in, you know, the station wagons, as you say, or even individual cars. We used to Dodge, used to sponsor us, and we used to have three or four Dodges that we'd be driving around in. You know, you're more spread out. And I think for a safety issue, we ended up having either sometimes players would have to drive some of the vans, you know, the Dodges. And you have to remember if we bring players in, for example, I think Trevor Plouffe and Anthony Swarzak are working their way up with us.
Mm-hmm.
To your neck of the woods,
right?
And I don't know how good they are at winter driving. You know, somehow they're driving a Dodge Durango in an ice storm or a snowstorm or something. You know, we have that. I think the safety issue. So,
Terry,
I think the buses are nicer. You know, we get to stay together. We get to communicate the whole time. And the bottom line is, we don't have to worry about driving.
They're starting the music. We have to wrap here pretty quick. What's your favorite baseball movie? Quick, tick 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 tick.
I like Moneyball.
Moneyball. Wow, a recent one. Good for you. Nice talking to you, Terry Steinbach. We'll see you Monday, January 20th at the Hub.
All right, you guys take care.
See you later. Doors open at 5. Event begins at 6:30. Of course, it's baseball park food. You get to meet these guys. You hear from them. And Dave St. Peter will be there. And Jack Michaels and Trevor Plouffe and Anthony Swarzak and Terry Steinbach. And Burt Blyleven. So get your tickets here. Only $8. Bring the kids. It's an early show. You're done.